let's review Pesachim Daf Yud Gimel. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Halacha, Rav Yehuda. Rav Nachman says in the name of Rav, we pass on like Rav Yehuda's opinion that our Mishnah, in our Mishnah, that chametz tolim kol chamesh, chametz is not eaten nor burned during the fifth hour of the day in Erev Pesach. So the Gemara explains why Rav didn't pass on like the other shitos in the Mishnah. He didn't pass on like Rav Meir, who holds that chametz can still be eaten for the entire fifth hour. It seems, even though it seems that there's a Stam Mishnah that follows Rav Meir, Stam Mishnah says kol zman shemutu lechol machil. You can only still feed chametz to animals when you yourself can eat the chametz. But once you can't eat the chametz yourself, it's also also to feed it to animals. So it sounds like it's going like Rav Meir. However, the Gemara explains that this Stam Mishnah really means to say that so long as a Kohen is permitted to eat chametz of Truma, then regular chametz can be fed to animals. That's the Shita of Rav Gamliel, not the Shita of Rav Meir. So this is not a Stam Mishnah that goes like Rav Meir. Why didn't he pass on like Rav Gamliel? Especially since Rav Gamliel is a Machria, and we always pass in like the Machria, like the compromise approach. So he didn't do that. He didn't pass on Rav Gamliel, because in reality, Rav Gamliel is not viewed as a Machria, because he makes a distinction between Truma and Chulin, which neither Rabbi Yehuda nor Rabbi Meir ever mentioned. The Gemara then finds other Tanaim that seem to assume, like Rabbi Yehuda, that all chametz must be consumed by the end of the fourth hour. Rav da amar ki ayatana. When Rav passes like Rabbi Yehuda, he holds like Rav Lozab Rabbi Yehuda, who says that whenever Pesach falls on Shabbos, we burn all chametz before Shabbos, with the exception of 2 meals worth of Truma Tahora, which can be eaten through the fourth hour of Erev Pesach. However, the Gemara points out that maybe when we say that Kavu halacha, like Rav Lozab ben Yehuda, that we establish halacha like Rav Lozab Rabbi Yehuda, it may only mean that we hold like him Leva'er, to burn everything aside from the 2 meals worth, even Truma Tahora, before Shabbos, but not with regard to how long the Truma can be eaten for on Erev Pesach. Va'af Rav Savar Lahadrav, Va'af Rebbe Savar Lahadrav Nachman. Rebbe also seemed to hold like Rav Yehuda when he passed that somebody who was watching chametz for another person and was slowly getting ruined to wait until the fifth hour to sell the chametz, presumably to a non-Jew, since at that time a Jew can no longer eat it. However, the Gemara explains that maybe Rebbe means to sell it to a Jew, and he assumes like Rav Meir that it can still be eaten in the fifth hour. Aye, then instead of selling it, why didn't he just suggest that the guy eat it himself and reimburse the owner? He says, no, we don't do that, because that would be that would look funny. That would be in order to avoid chashada, the appearance of wrongdoing. Just like a gabbai tzedakah cannot make change for himself with the tzedakah funds because it looks bad, so we don't want the guy to eat it himself. Vodam Rabbi Yehuda Shtei Chalos. Amid Beis, the Gemara shifts its attention to discuss the 2 loaves that were left on the platform around the Har Bayis to inform the people when chametz becomes aser on Erev Pesach. The Gemara explains that the loaves were not left al gavei itztva, on the lower part of the platform where nobody would be able to see it, but al gagha itztva, on the roof of the platform where it was much more visible. The Mishnah refers to these loaves as psulos. Amai psulos. What about them was pasul? The Gemara has 3 possibilities. First possibility, Am Rabbi Chanina mitok shayi merubos nefsolos belina. Since the carbon todah couldn't be brought in Erev Pesach, couldn't be brought in Pesach either, because the carbon involves 10 loaves of chametz, so lots of people would bring it on the day before, which meant that they couldn't find enough people to share the bread with, and they were left with extra loaves the next day when it was already pasul, because it was past the time to eat it. Some of these loaves were used for the demonstration. Mishum Rabbi Yanei Amru Ksheros Hayu. The second possibility, Rabbi Yanei says they weren't pasul loaves. They were called pasul because the carbon that was supposed to accompany them was lost. However, the Gemara rejects that possibility since they could have easily just redeemed the loaves and made them chulin. El Eliyolim Shinishchat Alei Nazevach V'Nishpach Adam. Third answer is the case is that the carbon was shechted, but the blood was never thrown on the Mizbeach because it had spilled out, leaving the loaves unredeemable, but also uneatable, since it only becomes mutter to eat the bread when the blood is thrown. At first, the Gemara assumes that this approach only fits with Rebbe's opinion, that the bread becomes kadosh when the animal is shechted, even though the blood hasn't been thrown, but the Gemara concludes that it can even assume like Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, who holds that the lechem only becomes kadosh once the blood is thrown, because we're discussing a case where the blood was already caught in a kos before spilling out. Since kalom edlizro kazaruk dami, any blood that's ready for zrika is considered to already have been thrown, even Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon would say that the bread is already holy. Tanim mishum Rabbi Elazar amr ksheiros hayir. Rabbi Elazar holds the breads were completely kosher, and we assume like Rav Gamliel that Truma and Nachmei Todah can be eaten the entire fifth hour. So when we remove the second loaf, we quickly eat it before the sixth hour. And finally, Abishal teaches in a braisa that they didn't use loaves at all. Rather, Shtei Paros Hayu Charshos Bara Mishcha. The sign was the that they would have 2 cows plow on Har HaZeisim. When 1 cow was removed, it was a sign the chametz could no longer be eaten. When both were removed, chametz had to be burned.